morning. I don't know if you believe in coincidences, but listen to this. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. Abraham Lincoln was elected President of the United States in 1860. John F. Kennedy in 1960. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both their wives lost children while living in the White House. Both presidents were assassinated. Assassinated by a shot to the head. By a shot to the head on a Friday. Lincoln's secretary was called Kennedy. Kennedy's secretary was called Lincoln. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth assassinated Lincoln. He was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald assassinated Kennedy. He was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are composed of 15 letters. Lincoln was shot at the theatre named Ford. Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford. Lincoln was shot in a theatre and his assassin ran and hid in a warehouse. Kennedy was shot from a warehouse and his assassin ran and hid in a theatre. Booth and Oswald were both assassinated before their trials. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in the town of Monroe, Maryland. A week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. I wonder if you believe in coincidences any more now then. When Christians shout about getting their prayers miraculously answered, critics often poo-poo them and say it was just coincidence. A former Archbishop of Canterbury called William Temple used to say, "All I know is, the more I pray, the more coincidences I get."